Joining us in the studio is Abby Tofte, and Abby is in to talk about a couple of things. She's new to the Economic Development Authority, the EDA board, as well as part of the GO team, and she's young. That's part of the reason, isn't it?
Yeah.
So tell me about economic development. What's interesting to a young person?
Well, living in Grand Marais, economic development would be a great thing for us. The reason I wanted to get involved with the EDA is I really wanted a way to get involved with our local government, and with their affordable housing aspect, I thought that would be perfect. I think they need a younger voice on this board.
Yeah, it does. Usually there aren't many young people involved, and affordable housing, that's has been one of the EDA's projects, or at least housing, not necessarily building affordable housing, but housing opportunities. So you've been to, what, one meeting so far?
Yes, one
meeting. So what do you think? Right decision?
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. I had a great first meeting. There's a lot of really great new energy in there. Heidi Dukirk's in there, which is always exciting. And yeah, it's been fun. I really enjoy getting involved and hearing more. One of my favorite things about being on the EDA is it's opened a lot of doors for me. Jim Boyd and the GO team, like you said before, they contacted me after I joined the board. And yeah, it's really interesting.
Well, yeah, the GO team is an interesting group of people. For those of our listeners who don't know what that is, it's a group of, I think, 20, 22 people, and businesses, organizations, and people like yourself, as well as people in government, looking at a study that they commissioned and some surveys that they had put together, and going to eventually, here very soon, put together a proposal for economic development for the county. And one of the reasons I wanted you to come in and talk a little bit about that is because we're planning to put a program together on it very soon, probably the first of next month, and to just talk about some of the things that they found in that report. So what do you think young people like yourself can do to contribute to helping craft some kind of vision for the future of the county as we struggle out of the economic doldrums that we've been in the last 4 years?
I think just to make your voice heard, what I've found is a lot of these groups are looking for younger folks to tell them about their story. I think just tell your story of how it's hard to find affordable housing here, how you're trying really hard with two or three jobs to make it work here. I mean, there's a reason people want to live here, and you're trying really hard to live here. You should have some support and just make your struggle known. I really think that just telling the GO team about that and trying to get involved with the GO team, they're looking for young people. And
well, I know, because one of the things that in the report, which I'm reading currently, was the fact that, as is most of Minnesota, we're getting older and grayer, and there are fewer and fewer young families and in the area, and that does not bode well. But it was pretty alarming. I mean, we don't have a whole lot of young people sticking around here. You're from?
I'm from Silver Bay originally.
Silver Bay. And you, what, went to school someplace?
Yeah, I went to college at McAllister College, actually.
That doesn't happen very often. And then you come back to the community. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've seen a lot of the people I know in this community have gone to college, have tried something else, and they realize this is where they want to be. This is the community they want. I mean, it's hard to explain to people who have never been here, but I mean, I had a job that I really loved in Washington, D.C., and I came back here for a summer just to make a little bit more money, and I couldn't leave. I love this place, and you talk to almost any young person in the community, that's exactly what they're going to tell you, and they're going to make it work. I think one really exciting thing about the GO team, I've only been to a small focus group of the GO team thus far, but one thing, their number one thing is affordable housing, and they really want to keep young families here. They want to figure out a way to make it easier for young families to make livable wages, and for all residents of Cook County, it's not just the young people. Everyone should be able to make a livable wage, and I think that if you get these young people who are so motivated and so passionate about living here, if we can all get together and join this GO team, or just have smaller focus groups on young families, I mean, we have enough energy to make something happen, I believe.
Speaking of young people and living and moving into the county, or wanting to stay in the county, how important is finally getting high-speed internet here?
Oh, I think it's monumental. I think it'll be great. I feel like on one hand, all these people who are here for the summer visiting and, you know, oh, I wish I could just go to the Boundary Waters on my weekend off, you know, but I work in the cities. If you could have an outlet here, if we had some way for people to work from home. I mean, there are so many people who would jump on that, but it's just not possible right now. And on another breath, you know, you're not going to find people who are just starting out, who are, I think it's all tied to affordable housing. If we have high-speed internet, that's great, but if you don't have a house for a young family to start out in, well, it's pretty scary to start a business from your home in a $200,000 house in town.
But there are lots of people that can find employment that would require them only to visit, quote, the office a couple, three times a month, maybe, and maybe that'd be in Duluth, or maybe that would be in the Twin Cities, and then do the rest of the work from home.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be crazy, the change with high-speed internet.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy. That's my quote from today. Okay.
You heard it here first. Well, Abby Tofte, thank you very much for stopping by and talking to us.
I just want to say that it is hard to get involved. It's not hard, but it's hard to find someone to talk to, I've found, in the local government right now. And I just want to say, if anyone is interested in becoming involved with any of these groups, if you have any ideas on affordable housing or business opportunities in the community, please contact me.
And I'm glad you're back.
Thanks.
Thanks, Abby.